Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Now, I want to revisit a story that we focused in on a couple of months ago, but it's important to recap given that the date is coming up pretty quickly. Here's the background. We are ushering in a new era of workplace transformation with the employment equity amendments coming into effect on the 1st of January next year. These reforms place stringent compliance requirements on designated employers, including five-year equity plans, anti-harassment frameworks, and numerical transformation targets. I want to talk now to Thembi Chagonda, who is Joint Chief Executive Officer of Global Business Solutions. And maybe let's just give you a refresh, a primer, what these changes mean for South African businesses and their executives. Thembi, good evening to you and welcome. Just remind us, first of all, why were these reforms deemed necessary in the first place? What issue were they trying to address?
Good evening, Jeremy and the listeners. Thank you very much for the opportunity to share this information with you. As you would recall that South Africa has had the reforms of employment equity since 1998, and it's been over 26 years since we've had transformation in South Africa. And throughout the years, we have noted that transformation has been very slow, particularly for the top senior, middle and junior management levels. So every single year, we have a report that is issued by the Commission for Employment Equity that gives us a status of where we are in terms of employment equity transformation in the country. So from about 2018, we realized that transformation is going nowhere. And there were calls that we need to have changes in the legislation, and there needs to be sectoral targets that will help organizations to have employment equity plan, just like we've had in the BBBE, a Black Economic Empowerment, where we have targets for organization to perform towards. And that is what really transpired. So, and that's where we are now.
So let's look at the five-year employment equity plans, if we can. Maybe just mine down for me a little bit. What do they entail? And maybe also address the issue of how they're going to be monitored and enforced.
Okay. So the are, first of all, there are about 18 sectors that will have to participate in the sectoral targets. So each sector, from about 2018, 2019, there were some engagements between the Employment and Department of Employment and Labor and business to discuss the targets that will be set out for employers to perform against for 5 years. And obviously, there are some challenges with regards to that because the business believes that the Department of Labor has not consulted well enough. However, looking at the sector targets that will be effective from next year, 1st January, employers will be expected to set sectoral targets per occupational level, starting at top management level. So the idea is that the government wants to accelerate transformation of people we deem as designated groups. So designated groups being your historically disadvantaged individuals, so African, colored, Indian people, women, as well as persons with disabilities. So employers will need to set targets per occupational levels. Focusing mainly on the EAP nuances, the EAP meaning economically active population demographics. However, these sectoral targets are not 100% targets, but it's to set some kind of a minimum target that employers should work towards and over the years improve on that. So it's never going to achieve the actual economically active population, at least for the first 5 years, but it's striving towards getting towards the economically active population demographics. And this will be measured year on year. So each sector will have a 5-year target. So there will be no no a company will need to follow those sectors. So you will not have your own targets, because primarily what happened in the past, the employers were allowed to set their own targets and they never arrived. Now the Department of Labor is saying, we are giving you the targets, you need to work towards this for the next 5 years. And each year as you submit, you will be measured against these targets. And if you are not meeting the targets year on year, there will be consequences.
Well, let's talk about those consequences, either for failing to meet the targets or not providing justifiable reasons for non-compliance.
Yes. So what happens is that in each occupational level, you will need to set the targets as prescribed by the Department of Employment and Labor. Now, we know that employers don't always have the opportunities. However, the Department of Labor is saying set the targets nonetheless. If you do not meet the target because you did not have recruitment opportunities, there were no promotion opportunities, the business did not grow, that is one of the, those are some of the justifiable reasons you can give if you did not have those opportunities. But what they're trying to do is to say to companies, if you have opportunities and you don't utilize them, then you will have a challenge, because if you cannot justify that you looked at your recruitment strategies and you considered suitably qualified people from the designated groups and you looked at developing those individuals, then you will not get a certificate of compliance. So that's the consequence number one. So you have the consequence of not getting the certificate, but also you may not get the certificate if your organization has been found wanting when it comes to harassment, discrimination cases. So one of the critical aspects of this legislation amendment is the anti-harassment frameworks. So what we've seen is that in 2020, the Commission for Employment Equity published a code of harassment, which is regulating the employment space to create a safe space and inclusive workplaces where it's free of harassment. So if there are cases now that are referred to the CCMA and the employee wins against the company, or they send to the labor court, then the company may not receive a certificate of compliance. So it's not only just about the targets, Jeremy. And I think that's what people are not focusing on, that you may as well achieve your target, or you may justify that you could not meet the sectoral target because you didn't have any opportunities. But the question is, have you created an inclusive environment that is free of harassment? And if you haven't, the employees have a right to refer your company to the CCMA for unfair discrimination, and that certificate can then be withheld because your company has not done the right thing in as far as prohibiting unfair discrimination in the workplace.
Those employment equity amendments come into effect on the 1st of January next year, and my thanks to Thembi Chagondo, who is Joint Chief Executive Officer of Global Business Solutions.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs on MoneyWeb.